Shalom to all, and welcome back to the Quick Parsha presented daily by El Parsha. And today we are going to be learning the first double in Parshas Vaschanan, that is Per Gimel, Pasuk Chaf Gimel. And we are right in the middle of Moshe Rabbeinu's narrative to Klal Yisrael a few short weeks before he passes away. And now we pick up with him talking about him trying to get into Eretz Yisrael. And the Pasuk says, Vaschanan al Hashem ba'isa yilemar, Moshe Rabbeinu tells Klal Yisrael that I entreated to Hashem at that time, saying, let's see Rashi over here, Pasuk Chaf Gimel. Vaschanan, ein chinun b'chol makayim el l'shen matnas chinum. The word Vaschanan comes from the word Chinun, which comes from the word matnas chinam. Moshe Rabbeinu was asking Hashem for a free present, if you will. Afal pi sheish lam tzadikim lithos maaseh matovim. Even though tzadikim could always say, "Hey, I've done a lot of mitzvahs and good deeds," ein mevakshim es hamakim el matnas chinam. They only ask for free gifts from Hashem. There's no reason to use up their schosim. Now, why is it that Moshe Rabbeinu was asking for this? Lafisha amar loy. Since Hashem had told Moshe Rabbeinu v'chanoisi es hasher achayin amar loy b'shoyin v'aschanan. That's why he uses lashon of v'aschanan. Davarach. Another way of understanding this is zeh achar me'asar lashonis shenikras tefila. This is one of the 10 lashonis which is called tefila. It's called Chinun. There's 10 different lashonis of tefillah. But Esahi, at that time, now which time was Moshe Rabbeinu talking about? This is after I already conquered the lands of Sichon and Og. I thought that perhaps now Hashem has nullified his nether, that he's not going to let me into Eretz Yisrael. That's because we're coming so close. Perhaps it's already considered like I'm partially in Eretz Yisrael, so that's why I started davening to let me into Eretz Yisrael. Lemar saying, this is one of the three places that Moshe Rabbeinu had said to Hashem, I'm not going to leave you until you tell me whether or not you're going to listen to my request. Many times he would just daven and he didn't know if Hashem's going to answer him or not. However, here, this is one of the three places Moshe Rabbeinu was saying, I'm going to continue davening until you give me an answer to my question. So back to Chumash Pasuk of Dalet, what did Moshe Rabbeinu tell Hashem? Hashem Aleichim, Atoachi loisa laharoises avdecha, you have begun to show your servant, as Gadlecha v'siyadcha chazaka, your greatness and your strong hand, asher miel bashmaim varz, asher yasech masech v'chigurasecha. For what power is there in the heaven and the earth that could do like your deeds and your greatness? Ebra, no, let me cross over now ve'eres aretz hatoiva and see this good land, asher be'ev ha'yardin, that's on the other side of the Jordan, ha'har hatoiv hazev alvanoin, this good mountain and the Lebanon. Now let's see Rashi over here, Pasuk of Dalet. Hashem alekim, rachum badin, you are merciful in judgment. Atachi loisa l'aretz avdecha, you've begun to show your servant Pesach in opening. What's this opening? Lios amidu mispal, afal pishen igzer gzera, to stand and daven even though there was a gzera, there was a decree that was written. Amar loy, he said to him, Mimchalamati, I learned from you, Hashem. Shamartoli, you told me all the way back in Shmos, V'ata anichali, now you have to leave me. V'chitavis ha'yisi b'cha, was I holding on to you? Was I davening to you? This is after the Cheto Egel. Hashem told Moshe Rabbeinu, leave me alone. But Moshe Rabbeinu wasn't davening. So what did Moshe Rabbeinu learn from here? El liftayach Pesach, you're trying to open an opening for me. Shebi hayatali l'spa'al leim, you're trying to teach me, you're hinting to me that it's actually incumbent upon me to daven for them. K'maykin ha'yisi sever l'asuz achshav. And so therefore, I'm trying to apply that over here right now, that it's incumbent upon me that I have to daven so that you let me into Eretz Yisrael. As Gadlecha, your greatness, what's this referring to? Zumi das tovcha, this is the expression of your goodness. V'cheinu oimer v'atu yigdal nokayach Hashem. V'ez yadecha, zu yimincha, this is referring to your right hand. Shipshuta l'chol bay olam, it's open for everyone in the world. Hachazaka, sha'ata kaivesh berachamim as midas hadin hachazaka, you quell or conquer with your mercy, your strong hand of din. Asher miyal bashamayim, en chodem l'melech basar v'dam, you're not similar to a king of flesh and blood. She'esh l'yayitzen v'san katedrin ha'machin b'yadik sh'reitzel asis chesed v'lavar al midaysav, that has advisors and cabinet ministers that raise objections when he wants to do something and be over on his midas. Ata you ain mi imcha biyotcha. No one's going to object to you imtim choli utvatok zeirascha if you forgive me and you nullify your gzeira and you let me into Eretz Yisrael. And ulefi pshute, the simple way of understanding these psukim are ata achilos el arosis avdecha. You've begun to show your servant. What have you begun to show your servant? Milchemes ichen va'oig. The battle with ichen and oig. Kedechsev, it says in the pasuk. Re'e achilos yitzel v'necha. Har'eini milchemes lamed alaf malachim. So Moshe Rabbeinu was saying, show me the war that's going to be with the 31 kings of Eretz Yisrael. Let me into Eretz Yisrael. The next pasuk in Rashi, he asked for Ebra na, let me cross over. E na el Hashem bakasha. Na means please, meaning please let me cross over. Hahar hatoy vazeh, let me see this good mountain. What's this good mountain? Yerushalayim, that's referring to Yerushalayim. And v'halavan, and he wanted to see the Lebanon. What's that referring to? Zabeis HaMikdash, he wanted to see the Beis HaMikdash. So back to Chumash Pasuk Chavav, Moshe Rabbeinu tells us what Hashem told him. Vais aber Hashem bilamanchem, and Hashem became angry with me because of you. V'loy shama elai, and he didn't listen to me. V'yamar Hashem elai ravloch, and Hashem told me, it's too much for you. Do not continue talking to me about this matter. Go to the top of the cliff and raise your eyes. West, north, south, and east. See with your eyes. Because you're not going to cross over this Jordan. Go to the top of the cliff, take a look at Eretz Yisrael from there, but you're not going to be able to cross into Eretz Yisrael. And also, says Hashem, command Yeshua and strengthen him and give him resolve. He's going to cross over in front of this nation, and he is going to help them inherit the land and possess it. This this land that you see. Let's go see Rashi over here, Pasuk Chavav. Vayis Aber Hashem Nismal Echema, became full with anger. L'manchem b'shvilchem, because of you, atem garamtem li, you caused him to become angry with me. V'chein Duemer, it says, v'hektzif al me'meriva, v'yer el'mesh b'avuram. Ravlach, what did Hashem mean when he said, Ravlach, it's too much for you? Shelo yaymru, said they shouldn't say, Harav, the master, kamakasha, he's so harsh. V'hatalmid, kamasarvanu maftir, he's obstinate and he's continuously pleading. Davrach, another way of understanding this is Ravlach, harbi mizeh shamr l'cha, there's actually so much more in store for you, Rav Tov Hatzafen L'cha, so don't settle with going into Eretz Yisrael. There's really so much more greatness for you. The next pasuk in Rashi, Re'e Be'enecha, see with your eyes, Bikashti Mimeni, you just asked for me in the previous pasuk, Ve'eres Aretz HaTova, let me see this good land, Ani Mar L'cha Skula, I'm going to show you the entire land, Shenemar says, Ve'eru Hashem Eskal Aretz, Hashem showed him the entire land, however, he was outside Eretz Yisrael, he wasn't allowed inside Eretz Yisrael. And the next pasuk in Rashi, Vitzavis Yeshua, Moshe Rabbeinu was commanded to command Yeshua. What's he commanding Yeshua? Al Hatrachas, Val Masois, Val Merivas, all the challenges and difficulties and problems that Klal Yisrael is going to give him. V'chatzkeu v'amtzeu, bidvarecha, use your words, shelo yirchil vav lemer, so that his heart shouldn't melt telling him, k'shem shenanash Rebbe aleichem, just like my Rebbe was punished because of them, kach seif ilonash aleichem, I'm also going to be punished because of them, and I'm not going to be allowed into Eretz Yisrael. Mavticha ani, I promise, ki hu yavor v'hu yanchil, he will cross over into the land, and he's going to help them possess it. Ki hu yavor, im yavor lefnei yinchalu, if he passes over in front of them, he leads them, then he's going to help them possess it and inherit it. V'im lav, if not, lo yinchalu, then they're not going to inherit it. And then Rashi brings an example from part of the conquering of the land, that when Yeshua did not go out to battle, they actually did not win that battle. So back to Chumash Pasuk Chavtes, Moshe Rabbeinu continues telling them, Vanesha Bagoy, and we settled in the valley, Mul Beis Pa'ar, opposite Beis Pa'ar. Let's see Rashi over here, Pasuk Chavtes, Vanesha Bagoy, Venitzmadtem Avod Salilim, and you connected yourself to Avod Zarav, Afal Pikan, and even so, even though you were Avod Zarav, Va'at Yisrael, the Pasuk continues, now Yisrael, Shemael Chukim, listen to all the decrees and the judgments and the laws and mitzvahs, Va'kal Machulcha, everything was forgiven for you. However, I was not meritorious to have my sin forgiven. So back to Chumash Perek Dalet Pasuk Aleph. Va'ati Yisrael and now Yisrael. Shmael Echukim Ve'al Mishpatim. Listen to the decrees and the laws. Asher Anoichim Lamed Eschem Lasois. That I will teach you now to perform them. L'man Techi U'basim Rishtem Es Arts. So that you can live and come and possess the land. Asher Hashem Alei Kehav Yisechem Nesein Lechem. That Hashem, the God of your forefathers, is giving you. Lois Yisifal Adavar Asher Anoichim Tzav Eschem. Do not add on to the matter that I'm commanding you. V'lois Yigru Menu. And do not subtract from it. L'shmar As Mitzvos Hashem Alei Kehav. To guard and do the mitzvos of Hashem your God. Asher Anoichim Tzav Eschem. That I am commanding you. Let's just see Rashi over here, Pasuk Beis, Moshe Rabbeinu told him, Loisa Sifu, don't add on. Kigain, for example, Chamesh Parshias B'Tfilin, putting five different Parshias in the Tfilin, we know there's supposed to be four. Chameshias Minim B'Lulav, taking five Minim in the Lulav when we know there's supposed to be four. V'chamesh Tzitzias, or having a five-cornered garment and not a four-cornered garment. V'chein L'Segru, and the same thing applies, don't subtract, don't take away any of the mitzvahs or add any mitzvahs. It's exactly as I'm teaching you. So back to Chamesh Pasuk Gimel, Enechem Hari Ois, your eyes have seen Eis Asher Asa Hashem B'Val Pa'ar, that which Hashem did to Baal Pa'ar, Ki Kol Ish Asher Halach Achrei Baal Pa'ar, any man that went after Baal Pa'ar, Hishmidai Hashem Lekechem Mikirbecha, Hashem has destroyed him from your midst. Va'atem Hadveikim Hashem Lekechem, and you, the ones that cling to Hashem your God, Chaim Kulchem Ayoyim, you are all alive today. We're going to stop here for the day, pick up tomorrow, continuing with Moshe Rabbeinu's narrative, but for now, everyone should have a wonderful day.